Good evening, and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic alternative, and just stuff, really, that I bring you, well, I try and bring you every fortnight, like I say. Tonight, I'm in the studio with a guest. I've got Jill from the Wendy House here, DJ Jill. Good evening.
Hello.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Got a bit of a cold again.
Again, yeah, it's been years since we've had you on. About 6 or 7 years, I think. And, yeah, I remember you had a cold last time, which is fate, really. Maybe you're going to stop coming on if you keep getting colds when I ask you.
I think I might be allergic to Bradford.
But yes, so you've been doing fantastic stuff at the Wendy House over the last few years, basically keeping it loud in the Mutate Room.
Indeed.
And you're bringing us a bunch of tracks tonight to play. And yeah, right, well, as always, I'll be bringing a couple of tracks. I'll be running down gigs and clubs guides later in the show, about halfway through, I think. And, pretty much that's going to be the plan for the next hour. So hopefully you'll enjoy that, and we're just going to get on with the tracks. We opened there with, is that Glish? It's not Glish, is it? I've completely forgot. I'll get back to that in a bit. But we're going to carry on with some Disconnected. We'll be right back. are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is Nige and Jill bringing you a mixture of stuff. A few tracks from Jill's selection there. We had End User with Not So Distant Drums from Bollywood Breaks. A track I've never heard before. I don't think I've actually heard much End User, but that was fantastically different. Before that, we had Memmaker with Death Audio, and before that, we had Disconnected with Adrenaline from Old School Policies. All good stuff there. Thanks for bringing stuff in. Basically, I've got, later in the show, I've got, as I was saying earlier, I've got some gigs and club nights, events basically happening in the area. It's a bit quiet this year, this week, because it's coming up to Christmas. But there's also, I've got a couple of releases to mention. Because there's stuff coming out in the new year, which is stuff to look forward to. But, as I say, I've got Jill here. How's stuff going, Jill?
It's going really good at the moment, actually. We've got a Christmas friendly house on the 20th of December. Best get that big plug in before we do much further. And I'm actually DJing in Vienna at the end of January at a place called 666 Party. And I'm going to be DJing there along with another, a fair amount of other international DJs, including people from Corporation, Slimelight, also a couple of people from Rome and various other places, and Gary Newman as well. So that's going to be quite an interesting experience, I think.
That is fantastic. You showed me the webpage earlier, and it looks like an amazing lineup. Were you impressed to get kind of included on that, or are you just going, I'm an international DJ, this just comes this happens all the time?
No, I was quite surprised by it, actually. I'm really excited about it, just a bit scared as well, because it's going to be quite a big thing, but it is going to be an amazing opportunity as well.
I think it confirms what a lot of us has known and known about the Wendy House, where it's the deep quality of DJing there is fantastic, because there's Jeff, who is Modulate, who's been doing DJ stuff and currently touring, doing Modulate stuff as well, doing his international superstar bit. You've been DJing at this massive club. You've been to other places as well. So it's just kind of confirming how well-renowned as a night it's got, and the DJs are in demand.
Yeah, I think that's probably a fair comment, actually, although I'm a little bit embarrassed by that praise. But I think that's very fair. I mean, Jeff in particular, DJ Echo, has been doing very well with Modulate, and particularly with Detonation, the new album just coming out in the last couple of months, and various release parties and gigs and things that have been going on. So it's a really fantastic thing for him to be involved in, and you know, for Wendy House as well. I mean, it's given us additional promotion, and also it's given Jeff opportunity to be able to float new tracks on the dance floor as well, which, you know, is fantastic for all of us, really.
It is great stuff, and it's kind of one of them things. I'm proud to be based in Yorkshire and have this stuff on our doorstep.
Yeah.
I don't think there aren't many clubs that size outside London, really, are there, in the UK? Not that I'm aware of.
No, I don't think there are, actually.
There might be. I'm sure someone will email in if they do. As I say, this show's more about the music, so we're going to continue with some tunes. Here's some Blind Faith and Envy.
We'll be right back.
fantastic stuff. That was Aria with the Gun Song. Before that, we had Lady Tron with Ghosts. And before that, we had Blind Faith and Envy with the title track off their recently released album Medium Motel. It's Medium Motel, obviously. We're still here on Dark Simulation. We've still got Jill in the studio choosing tracks. I think, were all those three some of yours? I think. No, mine was, I chose Blind Faith and Envy, and you
mine
pulled
were
up,
the last two.
Yeah, Lady Tron and Aria, very good choices, not unfamiliar to this show. And I think, yeah, that was something I was going to mention in the last bit, but completely forgot. The opening band was Gliss. I said Glish for some reason, and then got really confused. I am that clever. Okay, right, as promised earlier on the show, I'm going to run down the gigs and clubs and stuff like that happening in the local area. We've already mentioned the Wendy House Christmas special, isn't it? I'm trying to wonder, is it anything extra special because of Christmas? Because there's usually a kind of fancy dress theme anyway.
Well, we don't always have fancy dress, not every month, but this month it's superheroes. And we've also got our wonderful DJ Susie back in the main room this month. She doesn't always come up that much anymore. She's actually lives in Cornwall these days. She'll be up, and so I mean, for us it is quite special because we've got all of the Wendy House DJs together again.
Excellent. So that's the big main room of kind of, I struggle to describe it. I usually say kind of goth cheese alternative and a bit of everything.
I think you'd probably be right.
That about yeah. covers it these days, doesn't it? And the Mutate room, which is much more harder dance and industrial and electronic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I believe, 9 p.m. till 2:30 a.m. £5 on the door. That's at Leeds University Student Union. And more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. We've also got the weekly nights. I do try and remember to plug the weekly nights because they're very easy to miss off my radar. I've no idea why. I've kind of got blinkers for them. But every Thursday here in Bradford, we have Bad Moon Rising at the Manville Arms. That's 7 p.m. till pub closing time, free entry, request friendly DJ, and more information can be found at www.gothamnorth.co.uk. And the other weekly night in the area that I know of is Sunday's Black Sheep at the Subculture in Leeds, 7 p.m. till 11 p.m. Usually guest DJs, free entry, chilled atmosphere. More information can be found at www.sheepish.net. And I was quite cheerily asked to be the guest DJ last week, so I had no warning of that. I couldn't tell you guys. But random guest DJs of the likes of me and other much better people, probably. So lots of fun going on there. It'll be a while before I get back on there again. I think there's kind of a rota going on guest DJ wise, so you're fairly safe if you want to avoid my DJing now. I was having a look around, and a number of the nights are they don't seem to be advertising their January dates. Now, Shadow Play, unfortunately, seems to have had venue problems. The amount of nights that have venue problems, it's unfortunate. But their regular venue seems to have shut down, and they're having a one-off last night at the Tap and Spile in York. That's on Monday the 29th of December, 7:30 p.m. to 11 p.m, free entry. And I got that information from community.livejournal.com/shadowplay_UK. I also was told, this was more of a verbal thing, so I couldn't actually find any details on the interwebs, but on Saturday the 27th of December, I've been told there's a Phonos reunion happening at Rio's in Leeds. I have no more details other than that. I know one did happen a bit back. Are you saying something there, Jill?
I was just about to say, there is a Facebook group up. I can't remember. I think it's La Phonographique. And if you have a look on Facebook, it's on there. All the details are on there.
Excellent. Yeah, there was a complete lack on the actual Rio's Leeds website itself, unfortunately. But there you go, Facebook. But yeah, that's a Phonos reunion. There was one then before, and I went to it, and it was oodles of fun, to be honest.
Mm-hmm.
So that's something to get up to between Christmas and New Year. Following that, we have on Friday, the 2nd of January, the Friday Flock, a very late kind of Christmassy New Year thing. This is at the Subculture in Leeds. It's the usual mixture of kind of goth alternative stuff. And it's themed this time with the theme of Bad Geisha. I've no idea what's going to turn up there in the slightest.
And then there was certainly a proviso of no pirates, no crows, and no something else.
I've got in front of me strictly no crows, pirates, or antlers.
That was it.
9 p.m. till 2 a.m. ish. £3 on the door before 10, £4 after, I think. Most of the information is at www.fridayflock.net. And on the following Saturday, there's Black Veil at the Wellington in Leeds, running from 8 p.m. till 1 a.m. That's £2.50 on the door, and more information about that can be found at gogpromotions.co.uk/Black Veil. Now, I realise I'm nattering on a bit, but yes, I've got some information on up-and-coming releases, but I'll leave that till the next segment. I'll continue with the tunes now, I think, because you're probably bored of me nattering on. Here is Some Mind in a Box.
out waiting for the phone to ring. A phone call that will tell them a donation of an organ has been made. Life can be saved.
Okay, you heard the Birthday Massacre for Walking with Strangers from the same titled album. Before that, we had Everything Goes Cold, Minivan. I'm going to call it Minivan from now on, because the title of that track is just too long. But brilliant because of it. That's from Prepare to Be Refrigerated. And before that, we had My Dear Box with Short Storm from the What Used to Be CD single. Like I promised at some various point earlier in the show, I was going to run down a list of things that are coming out rather soon or early next year. Stuff worthy of note, I think, is we've got both Combi Christ and Caustic are releasing albums sometime in January, which should be good to look forward to. Big fans of both on this show. Before, what else have I got listed? Depeche Mode have apparently got an album coming out as well in April. It's not titled yet, but apparently they've been going back to kind of old school analog synths and using old gear, so like synths from like the 70s, to give like an old school feel. So that'll be interesting to hear when it does come along. And also in January, Pop Team and Berserk are going to release a single called Apollo from a forthcoming album that I don't think has been titled yet. But yes, on the 9th of January, Apollo should be available from APB, so that should be good to hear. All great bands that we're big fans of on the show and should be worth looking out for next year, so lots of good stuff. Anyway, I just want to thank Jill, DJ Jill from mainly the Wendy House and other international rock star stuff, for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and choosing a big bunch of tracks. And that's it for tonight. I will leave you with a track you've chosen.
Yeah, it's actually probably one of my songs of the year. It's by a band called Anathema, and it's called Angelica.
Excellent. Right. Good night. See you in a fortnight's time.
Still burning in your flame.